The process of international integration, known as globalization, contrary to popular belief, is not at all a new phenomenon impacting the modern world. In fact, globalization began with the reign of King Solomon some 1,000 years before the birth of Christ. It was Solomon who opened up the trade routes where the import and export of goods and services reached far beyond the borders of Israel. Religious historians tell us that this was a great boon to the world, for not only were people's lives enriched by international trade, but the redemptive message of the God of Israel and his promised salvation through the coming Messiah was being sown globally. Today, Jews continue to govern the world's trade routes, but their worldview is far different than their distant ancestors. It's a worldview that denies the messiahship of Jesus Christ and instead fosters an exchange of ideas and culture that undermines the saving message of the church. Jewry's oligarchs of globalization sow the seeds of religious and cultural disunity where only one agenda holds governance, a program of Jewish world dominance. You see, it's Jewish finance capital that fuels and motors the entire apparatus of globalization, and its agents such as Kissinger and Associates, SWIFT, whose chief operating officer is Stefan Zimmerman, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, chaired by Gary Gensler, former partner of Goldman Sachs, ensure that Jewry's global trade routes will never fall into Christian hands. A Jewification of the globe is at work, my friends, where the hidden motto, dilute and conquer, is inflicting its pernicious results. For the highly touted exchange of ideas and culture has all but obliterated the celebration of Christmas from Western civilization. For after all, globalization is entirely a Jewish affair. That's why Hanukkah and not Christmas is celebrated every December by presidents, chancellors, and prime ministers, and government-sponsored slogans wishing everyone Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, and Happy Kwanzaa Day, whatever the heck that is, have seized Merry Christmas from the tongues of the globalized masses. To be sure, Hanukkah is an Antichrist symbol which says, you stupid goys, Jesus Christ is not the Messiah. During this time when we celebrate Christ's holy birth, a different kind of globalization is offered to the world. A globalization where a true unity of peoples and nations is still an option, which can bring an end to our Christless, Jewified, Hanukkah world.